Yes, indeed. Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, March to the VA from November 11th to November 13th. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate $22 per mile for each of the 22 miles we'll be marching to connect homeless veterans with services and to help end veteran suicide and homelessness. I am Mr. Pastor John McClain of That Said Veteran Rescue Mission, here with one of my good buddies, Miss Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. Thank you for joining me, Kiki.
Hello, John. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure and a joy. And like always, we got an awesome show, but it would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving Father that makes it so we have all the blessings that we have in our lives to be able to be here and do a radio show regularly, to have awesome people around us, awesome family, awesome friends. And I like to thank him by reading the Lord's Prayer, and goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, all that being said, I have a group, pretty much, I think I've said it before and I'll say it again, and even being the founder of a nonprofit, my favorite nonprofit on planet Earth and possibly even in the universe, and it's almost like this kind of this hidden diamond in so many different ways, because most people that I tell about it, I'm one of the first person that they really ever heard kind of the intricacies of what it does, if even they've heard about it. So it's just such a blessing just to be able to spread the word of the work that they do, which has so many different arms. But today we're going to try to focus in on at least one or two of them. And I have Miss Amy Bass and Tony with Pep Inc. here to talk to us and tell us about the great work that they do.
Thank you, John.
You, yeah,
welcome,
thank you guys. So I'll start with you, Tony. Tell us about the Amato Prevention Coalition and exactly what it's about.
So the Amato Prevention Coalition was formed by a group of local people who placed a request to have folks come and look at prevention messaging and services for youth.
Okay.
We also do adult workshops around substance misuse.
Mm-hmm.
A wide variety of things, as far as not only the Amato community, but we cover three school districts. We work in Continental School. We work in Sahuarita School, and we do a little work out in San Fernando, Sasebo area, about 840 square miles.
Nice. So tell us about this upcoming event, which I think this will be either the third or fourth year that we've covered this event, and it's just such a blessing to be part of it. But rather than me explain what's coming up, you explain what's coming up.
So the Amato Chili Cook-Off has been going on for 14 years now?
No, let me just jump in here real quick. Okay, yeah. So, John, your question about how many years we've been doing this is our lucky 13. Oh. So a lot of times people are like, oh, Friday the 13th or your 13th year, it's not lucky. We don't believe in that.
No.
We know that this is just going to be our best year yet.
Absolutely.
So we're saying it is our lucky 13.
Lucky 13,
your
absolutely.
13th chili cook-off. And where is this being taken place?
So this is at the Amato Territory off of Interstate 19, exit 48. We're on the east side or the left side of the interstate. There will be signs directing folks. It's a big open area that we utilize, and we'll have 40 vendors there selling their wares. We normally have about 70 to 85 cars as a car show, as well as the chili event. And basically, it's three events rolled into one. It's well worth a day out in the country and coming down south of Tucson and seeing what we do.
Well, I'm going to turn it back to you again, Amy, in regards to kind of, you seem to be the connoisseur of the past events, and like, what are some of the past successes, or, you know, some of the cool things that people have got in regards to the past Amato Chili Cook-Offs?
So, John, the Amato Chili Cook-Off has become sort of the gem in the desert for our events. There are no other annual events that have been as consistent or recognized by the community that are for the community. And like Tony was saying, it is a lot that happens in one day. So we have the Randy and Rose Estes car show and car and motorcycle show, and we get trikes and all kinds of vehicles. So like Tony said, like 75, 80 cars every year. We are still recruiting cars, so if anybody wants to register their vehicle, it's $25. They can go on to the website, AmatoChiliCookoff.org, and register. They can also register their car, come in the day of as well. We have cash prizes and trophies for the car show. Let's see, Tony mentioned the vendors. So we have room for up to 40 vendors, people selling. Oh, it's a great time to shop, like right before the holidays.
You know what's coming to mind is, remember back in 2020 when we had you on the show, and there's so many challenges that you went through in 2020 and 2021. How have you recovered, and what's the difference now versus then? And I know I'm throwing you a lot of curveballs, but these are some really sustenance
it's
stuff.
It's funny that you ask, because I just told somebody today that I feel like the world is wounded. Like, we're all like, oh, we went through COVID. But we just have to focus on the positive, because our role is to help kids. Like, we are all about helping community and helping kids. So there's no time for that. We cannot look back and think, oh, this was hard or that was hard. Our life is hard, but it doesn't matter, because you know what? There's kids who have lives much harder than we have, and that's what we're here for. So that's why we're doing
it. Well, my thought was, this event itself, like, it was a huge event. It kind of went through some challenges, and now it's bounced back beautifully. Like, even like last year, you guys had a really good showing. I'm expecting you're going to have an awesome showing again this year. So we probably have about 20 seconds. Tell our listeners again how they can plug into that, and then we'll come back after the break, and then we'll dive into it some more.
So they'll want to go to the website. It's AmatoChiliCookoff.org. And when we get back, we'll have Tony tell us about the chili cook part of it, because I talked about the cars, but there's chili.
Well, that's my favorite part. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We got Amy Bass, and we got Tony with Pep Inc. and the Amato Chili Cook-Off and the Amato Prevention Coalition here in studio with us. I am Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. March to the VA, November 11th to November 13th. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to check that out. I'm here with Miss Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. Let's definitely thank all of our sponsors: Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Gap Ministries, BBB of Southern Arizona, Seton Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Print and Copy, Tinting Solutions. I always run out of breath on this one. The Tucson Tasty Show, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, Inspired Life, Mortgage Inspired Life Chiropractic, and White Stallion Ranch. We thank you all for listening, and we'll be back right after. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. March to the VA from November 11th to November 13th. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate $22 per mile for each of the 22 miles we'll be marching to connect homeless veterans with services to help in veteran suicide and homelessness. But to speak of another awesome nonprofit that we have in Tucson, we got Amy Bass and Tony with Pep Inc. here in studio with us. And as we left off, we were talking about some of the fine features of the Amato Chili Cook-Off, the lucky 13th one, to be precise. And I'll turn it to you, Tony, just because you got flair and you seem like you're ready to go. What the process to enter in the chili cook-off, what does that look like?
So you start by going online to the AmatoChiliCookoff.org webpage, and there's a registration bar to register, and you have to cook the chili in a commercial kitchen. We have folks who are home cooks who utilize local fire stations to cook their chili so that they can meet that qualification. But this year, we're really excited because we have four high schools whose culinary art programs are going to provide chili to the chili cook-off.
Nice.
And they are going to sort of compete among each other, although they're not, we don't have a category for them.
And I didn't mention it. The only thing I didn't mention is I have Kiki Rogers here as my guest co-host with Country Financial. Thank you, Kiki, for joining me once again.
Absolutely. Well, I was just going to jump in and say, for those who are participating in the chili cook-off, I know the event, you have more than just the chili cook-off going on from 9 to 3, but the chili itself is during which hours?
So that's from 10:30 to 12:30.
Okay.
And then we have, we announce the winners afterwards. And we hope everyone will stick around for that. And if you come to taste the chili, it's $5, and it's basically samplings from 10 cooks at this point.
Nice.
The registration is still open until Monday for those who would like to cook. And we have some standard winners coming back. Tubek Jacks,
okay,
who has won... three awards from us will be back.
Nice.
With their chili.
Okay, watch out for them.
And Longhorn Grill will be there as well.
Nice.
So we have a lot of different chilies.
That's cool.
Not only meat-based chilies, but vegetarian chilies. Mm-hmm. A lot of different flavors. We have Casino La Ley, who will have kind of a Mexican flair on their chili.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that you can eat a lot for $5.
Nice. Oh,
the family
yeah.
will do very well.
I will become with an empty belly. You got me. Okay.
Sounds delicious. And what do the proceeds then go to support through your organization?
So all of this started in support of the youth in Amato. So PEP, I'd say it's been about 5 years. We had a building down there that we were renting to run programs out of, and it was flooded. That was in 2018. And at that time, we went and we just, you know, said to our CEO, John David Arnold, and said, hey, can we get a building? And it's been a long road, and he believed in us, and we've done the fundraising. The community has stepped up, and here we are. We've got a brand new youth center that is opening this Saturday.
I know
all this happening right
wild.
Around the chili cook-off.
It'll make me cry.
So the funds that are raised, like Tony said, we've got $5 coming from every chili ticket. We've got $3 for parking. We've got the vendors. They only pay $40 a spot, but all those vendors, the funds go to the youth center. We have music all day, and of course the car show, and the car show registrations for $25. But the big thing is we're trying to get sponsors. So if anybody is interested in supporting the youth center, it was a $500,000 building, but now with COVID it's a little over $1 million, and we're kind of in debt. But we're going to raise money. We have faith in the community. They've had faith in us. These kids need this.
Yeah.
There's very few resources in the rural community. And when you see our kids, their hearts are so big. They got the biggest smiles and the biggest eyes. And they have been waiting for this for literally 4 years. And it's happening. So the Chili Cook-Off will support the new youth center. The youth center will support the kids. So by helping the Amato Chili Cook-Off, by coming out, buying a ticket, sponsoring, entering your car, signing up to be a vendor, you can call Tony, who's our coordinator, at 520-310-7712. I just gave out your cell phone number so everybody can call
Sorry,
you.
Tony.
He's coordinating all of that. And then you can also go to the website, AmatoChiliCookoff.org. And Amato is A-M-A-D-O.
Nice. And Tony, what's something else that you think people should know that maybe we left off so far?
So I think there's a couple things. First of all, Amado is the gateway to Pima County along I-19. With Santa Cruz County to the south of us. I will also say, as a lifelong member of Amado, Amy said it was 4 years for this. In my lifetime, it's been 60 years waiting for a building for youth. There are no youth programs. There are no anything, no Pop Warner football that happen in Amado.
And so this is close to home and right to your heart.
It is. It's been ups and downs, and I am so glad that we've had a lot of different supporters. As a small rural community, money is tight. And finding people with money to donate is even tighter. And we're grateful to TEP, and we are grateful to
Pima County Attractions and Tourism. They have supported us for few years in a row. And this year they're providing all of the funding for our marketing. So
that's awesome.
We're here, we're there, we're on billboards, flyers, radio.
That's amazing. And I see you guys everywhere, rightfully so. I mean, and definitely any attention, any support you guys get, well deserved. You know, like I've said, no joke. I'm not just blowing smoke to blow it. I think this is one of the greatest nonprofits on the planet, and not just because they have amazing people, but they do such a wide plethora of work, and they serve such a wide variety of populations in a way that us other nonprofits look at with a tear in our eye, because we wish we could have that same level of impact. So,
well, John, I guarantee it's the best chili cook-off in Southern
Arizona. Well, I guess tell our listeners one more time how they can get a hold of you before we jump out of here.
Okay. Go online to theamadochilicookoff.org. You can also reach Tony Bruno, our Amado Chili Cookoff coordinator, at 520-310-7712.
All right. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks,
and Tony.
Guys.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Kiki.
Hey, can I just make a fun fact?
Yeah.
Yes.
Country Financial is actually PEP's, the company we use for our 401k.
Oh, yeah.
Well, great. Well, there we go. You'll take that,
full
huh?
Full circle. Yeah. We're happy to serve and really proud to be a part of your organization.
And great service.
Thank you.
And we'll be back right after the break. That was PEP Inc., Amy and Tony. Definitely go to veteranrescuemission.org. Check us out. Join us also the first Wednesday of every month at the Arizona Sands Club for our monthly Common Good Business Breakfast, where we show an appreciation to our listeners. We'll catch you right after the break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. Thank you for joining me once again.
Glad to be here. And we have a great guest with us today from We Care Tucson.
We have an awesome guest. Her name is Mimi. And if you haven't had the pleasure of meeting Mimi with We Care Tucson, one, I'm sorry for you, and two, go by We Care Tucson and meet her, because just the energy she puts off, the type of person she is, the character of person she is, the type of work she does, it's all good stuff. Granted, maybe I'm projecting a little bit because we're in the same family of people. So thank you, Mimi, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And for, I guess, kind of just to do a recap for either our listeners that heard you last time or our new listeners that didn't hear you on the show last time, what is We Care Tucson?
We Care Tucson is about removing the barriers to education, information, and wellness. So we take in use technology, restore, and what we can, and sell it at low cost. But we also have a low cost referral program for those that can't even afford to just shop in the store. But we also take in used medical supplies and equipment, and we give them out free to anybody who needs it.
Interesting.
And I was actually visiting your store when I was looking for a knee scooter, and you guys were able to help us out. So in addition to the medical equipment that you provide to the community, tell us about some of the other technology that you offer.
So we have computers, all kinds. I mean, we have Apple. You can buy a just a couple of year old apple for, you know, $400 or $500.
Okay.
You can buy an older apple.
I'm never buying nothing new again. Okay.
Don't. Yeah. It's, what's great is that we're able to provide things that people wouldn't be able to afford. We all think that, you know, we live at our cell phones, our tablets, our TVs, our laptops, but there are people that don't have access to any of that, whether it's because of financial or, any other reason, and we're there for them, and we help them get it.
I'm gonna ask a more existential question because we haven't dug here, but I wanna go backwards, and I'm gonna have you say your full name, and I don't usually say your last name because I don't like butchering people's names. So I'm gonna have you say your full name and tell us, you know, a little bit about yourself and what got you into working with We Care Tucson and doing this type of work. Is that a good one? We like that?
Okay. Yeah. So, my name is Mimi Aguila, and I moved here in 97, and that is when I began working in nonprofit. Okay. Before when I lived in Chicago, I moved from Chicago, I worked in profit world, government and all that. Mm-hmm. When I moved here, I took what I did as a volunteer and put it in the nonprofit.
Yeah.
And I have worked for some wonderful nonprofits here in Tucson, some that are major, you know, American Diabetes Association, to DK Advocates, which are local and do wonderful things for people that need with disabilities that need work. And so I love that. It was a chance to give back. It's something that I was raised with, that we have a responsibility to take care of the world and be a light for the world. So that's where I've learned it. And I was blessed to find We Care after I started looking when I left Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And I love what they do. And it's really a chance to be hands-on with the community. I talk to the most amazing people that, despite all the things that they've gone through, they're still pursuing to get through it all and not weighed down by it. So it's really great. And every day I hear somebody's story and I go home inspired.
Interesting. So when you first saw We Care Tucson, what was it about it that really like drew you in? Because you seem like the type of person that like it would have had to really catch you. There was probably something that really they just like, that's the one.
Well, the big thing is, I like when you can see what you're doing and the effect it has on somebody and to truly see that you're making a difference in someone's life. You know, when you and I'm not saying anything bad about any of the charities, but when you raise money for something and you don't always see it direct effect.
Yeah.
I see it every day. I see that, like Kiki said, she came in and got a knee scooter. She needed it. It's hard to get some of these things, not because you can't afford it, but because sometimes they're just not available.
The accessibility.
Yeah. And so getting that.
I hurt my leg late recently. I pulled my hamstring. Do you have robot legs?
Not the $6 million man stuff.
No. Goodness. Okay. Well, if you get any in, let me know.
You'll be the first.
Thank you so much.
So people can be recipients or purchase some of your items, but what if they have items they want to give? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can go to wecaretucson.org and you can submit a contact us form and tell us what you got and we'll let you know. But we take everything.
Okay.
Anything medical, equipment, incontinence products are like gold. And we will take them whether the package is opened or not.
Interesting.
People in need don't care. And so we take all of that. I have an RN that goes through and looks what we can legally give out and put aside what we can't. All of the equipment, we try to fix anything that we can repair and give it out. If not, we recycle.
Interesting. Are you connected with Gap Ministries at all? This is kind of like an off question, but...
We get referrals from them, yes.
Okay, because... like definitely, I know they have a lot of incontinence products. Maybe you know that they can connect you guys with. So, Yeah, and they're another, you know, nonprofit like yourself that I just love. You guys, you know, it's just, we're so blessed to have so many amazing organizations in Tucson.
We do have a lot of great organizations mm-hmm. that help the people in Tucson. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think we forget, we see all the things that go on the world stage and we want to be helpful there, but we forget what we have and the people in need mm-hmm. in our own backyard.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. And I guess, you know, just one last thought. How can people plug in with you guys? How can people volunteer? What's your greatest need?
Our greatest need is everything. Okay, we love volunteers. Supplies, the medical supplies go in and out as quickly as we get them. Somebody comes in and needs it. And you will appreciate that. I always tell people when we don't have something, just put it out. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, God takes care of it. Walk in a day later and I'll call them, and it's amazing.
Perfect. Oh, cool. And where are you located and how can people get a hold of you?
We're located at 3029 North Stone, and you can call us at 520-514-1588 or at our website, wecaretucson.org.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Mimi.
Thank you for having me.
That's Mimi with We Care Tucson. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. March to the VA, coming November 11th to 13th. Go to veteranrescuemission.org for more information. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. We'll see you right after this. That one gets me every time. Makes me just want to groove, just smooth.
You got great music.
Just nice, smooth listening on the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, March to the VA, coming November 11th to 13th. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate $22 per each of the 22 miles we'll be marching to connect homeless veterans with services to help end veteran suicide and homelessness. So excited for that. I will be walking a lot. So, yeah.
With your hamstring healing,
What I've been telling people is, I know God will have me ready in just short of a month to do that walk, to walk from our homeless veteran transition program and stop at several different homeless camps and go to the VA and I spoke with the VA today and they asked me, okay, so what exactly do you plan on doing? And I was like, well, I'm going to go there and get my medication. Hopefully I have some other homeless veterans there so I can register them with homeless services. But I mean, ostensibly the campaign will end at the gate, but I do have to get my medication. So,
and people can donate $22 for the 22 miles. There's a significance of 22 for veterans and suicide awareness.
Yeah. In 2015, the VA put out a report that said 22 veterans commit suicide a day. That number's gone up
every
since
day.
Apparently.
Oh my.
So, and that's actually why we started Veteran Rescue Mission, to kind of, to help do our part in regards to that, especially being, you know, a combat veteran myself, gone through a lot of the stuff these guys go through. So I'm blessed to do it. I'm blessed to have people like yourself, like our other guest co-hosts, Wesley, we have here, Source in the corner.
Hello.
Yeah, another veteran.
Welcome.
Definitely
back,
definitely great to have his support. And then
it's always great to be here.
The man of the 10 minutes and 25 seconds, Mr. Curtis Rollman with Action Print and Copy. He's definitely been such an amazing support to the work that we've done. I want to think, in a lot of ways, as much as this radio show and the Common Good Media Group as a whole has been a really good platform for us to get the word out about the work we do, the partnership that we've had with Action Print and Copy to be able to have, whether it's a book or whether it's a postcard, whether it's a flyer, no matter what the print material that I need done with the highest of quality to meet all of the specifications that I didn't even realize that I needed to consider to get it to me as quickly as I've ever had any print place get stuff to me. It's really been a pleasure to have this relationship, and the Veteran Rescue Mission, in my opinion, wouldn't be probably where we were if I didn't make this partnership. So I say all that to say, welcome to the show, Curtis.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, I appreciate, first, you know, before we get into anything else, I'll just say, really, the reason I partnered with you and even got involved was the veteran connection. Mm. I didn't serve, but my two brothers did. Mm. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, they came out of it relatively okay. Nice. But, you know, not all of them do. Mm-hmm. And so it's important, you know, in such a, even in a small way, that we, you know, are involved in that.
Yeah.
So it means a lot.
That's interesting. That's the first time I think you've ever shared with me that your two brothers were in the military. Give me more. Give me, you open that door. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. My oldest brother, he retired from the Navy. Mm. He spent 23 plus years, went to went to Iraq both times. You know, he was even involved in Grenada, which, you know, but
it was a ball of wax.
He did a few trips over there. He was a Navy corpsman, and so he was really in the thick of it with the Marines a lot of times. And my other brother was in the Marines. He was in and out and took a different path, but you know, just the fact that he did any time there is a tremendous help to the country. And I had to be different though, but you know, I was the youngest, so I appreciate all you guys, and I appreciate the vets so much.
Thank you
Well, that's an interesting thought. I mean, I want to kind of dig into this more, just because, you know, being, you know, having my parents and my sister, you know, they had to deal with me being in Iraq, and kind of the, you know, there's trauma that's involved with that. I'm guessing it was really hard for them. You know, what is it like being the brother, you know, of somebody serving in the military, and kind of all the different things that kind of they go through? What was that like?
Well, I mean, I think you, when it's happening, I don't think you quite realize the magnitude of it sometimes, especially in the modern world where there is communication. It's not like, you know, when my grandfathers were in the service, you know, their wives, my grandmothers would have probably written them a letter and waited a month and a half, 2 months to find out if they really got it or not.
If they were alive or not.
Yeah. So, you know, it was kind of odd because my brother was able to communicate. You know, maybe it was his rank and the job he was doing, and he had some access to, you know, email and some of these things, and actually was able to call sometimes. But you didn't ever really know what was going on until you talked to him after the fact.
So
you worry about him, you think about it, but in the moment you're just thinking, well, it's my brother, he's a professional, he's gonna do fine. You know, you don't ever think that
anything could happen. Not me. That would never happen. For sure. Well, that's cool.
Especially being the youngest, you know, you think your older brothers are...
He's bulletproof.
To use a phrase that maybe you don't want to use when somebody's off.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
But,
thank you for sharing that, brother.
It
goes to show, though, that service, the whole family serves when someone serves.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. That's one of my favorite pleasures of doing this, is just, it's not just the fact that, you know, I get to work with veterans, but all the people that are part of that veteran family, people that had uncles or dads or grandpas or brothers or, you know, served, you know, just as a reservist, whatever the case may be, where like we dealt with, like, I'm the son of two people that served in the military. So I served for 18 years, even before I joined the military. So it's definitely, its own thing. We all, you know, we all play our part. So I thank you for your part as well, brother, for sure. And then I guess let's talk a little bit about this print and copy place that you got. So Action Print and Copy, for those who don't know what it is, who are you guys? Where are you guys located? All that fun stuff.
We're a local printer. We print everything from business cards to banners to signs. We're doing a lot more graphics and wall things, you know, things for the walls, art. I mean, it's just we've sort of become a one-stop shop for printing for because I don't say no usually. So all of a sudden, you know, I'll just say, yeah, we'll do that. And then all of a sudden, you know, in a year or so, you're actually doing it. So we, all manner of printing, we're local. We're here in Tucson and in Green Valley, and we're about to open up a third location on the east side at Broadway and Craycroft. So that's pretty exciting.
That is exciting.
A lot of work. We've just sort of outgrown the space that we have. And so instead of just moving to a bigger space, we're just going to spread out a little bit and have the ability to do certain things over there. And you know, maybe for some of our customers that come from the east side, they'll be able to have less of a drive.
Well, that growth is a testament. So tell us a little more what Action Print and Copy does that sets you apart and makes you special.
Well, I mean, I can't ever say it enough. I mean, my team is what does it. The fact that I have the ability to just even be right here and talk about it rather than being at the counter working, you know, all the time. I mean, they do great customer service. I think we have great prices. But always what I hear is that, we treat the one person, you know, elderly lady who just needs to print a few things. We treat her the same as we do a larger company, that needs thousands of postcards or, mm-hmm. or whatever it might be. And that's all we know. We started small and we just little by little got bigger. And that's my goal always, is to keep that mentality. I want to look like a larger company and be a larger company, but I don't want people to say, yeah, that's kind of like some of the competition where you go in there and you're just a number, and they don't they won't give you the time of day, unless you're spending a ton of money or something. Mm-hmm. So
small town service in our little small town of Tucson.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I go there regularly. I want to think, at least once a month, once every couple months, I'll have, postcards or flyers or something
like
done
this one.
To you guys. Exactly. Yeah, just like the one we have for our November 11th event. And when you go in there, and I challenge this to you, Kiki and Wesley, it really has a community feel. It really does. And Curtis, you may not have 100% sense, because you're kind of in the middle of the storm there. But as an outsider, respectively, I'm really comfortable when I go there.
That's awesome.
Not like you say, when I go to the competitors, I feel like I'm in like an empty warehouse kind of feeling, like, hello, is anybody mm-hmm. here? Mm-hmm. Where it's like when I go to Action Print and Copy, it's just like as soon as I come in the door, I'm greeted, and like they're they can help me kind of maneuver if I need, or they can just kind of lay back
and do whatever I need. We also have self-service machines. So, mm-hmm. If you walk in and you just need a quick copy, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the bigger places, you have to put in a credit card, you got to fill out all of your information just mm-hmm. to get one copy, and it's crazy. So we have a pretty simple honor system. Mm-hmm. Somebody walks in, they make some copies, and they tell us, hey, I did 20 copies, mm-hmm. and wow. All right, out the door. It's been working, and we'll just keep doing it, and just keep trying to add new services and just grow for everybody.
What's the biggest project you've ever worked on? Because that's, when you're talking about printing, there's got to be something.
You would ask a really long question. Well, we only have 20 seconds left.
Quickly, events are probably, we have some events, and I don't always share all the details of that, but, might be multi-week events, golf tournaments.
Mm. Okay.
Awesome. They do a lot. And, some other clients that do
and
some
how
pretty
can
involved.
People get a hold of you one last time.
Tucson, First and Prince, Green Valley, we're off of I-19 on Esperanza. You can reach us at printapc.com or call us if you like. We're there for you.
Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you so much, brother.
Glad to have you.
This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here at Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, also with Wesley Source with the Tucson Tasty Show.
Stay tasty, Tucson.
Yeah, that's right. And thank you, Kiki, for joining me once again.
It's a pleasure every time.
Yeah, and go to VeteranRescueMission.org to find out more about the work we do and all our amazing sponsors that make the show possible.